If the U.S. is going to get serious about cybersecurity, it's also going to have to get serious about hiring. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Biden administration is planning to issue an executive order intended to help the country better defend against cyber attacks. One thing the federal government might want to do is just hire more people to work in cybersecurity. The unemployment rate for cybersecurity employees is close to 0%, according to Erin Weiss-Kaya. She's a strategist focused on cyber organization with the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. She's worked with both the private and public sector, and she says the government should be focused less on technical skills and coding and more on people who are used to problem solving in stressful environments.
They tend to be individuals who are very adaptable. They are very effective communicators. And so thinking instead about the kinds of non-technical skills that might be necessary in order to be a high-performing member of the cybersecurity professional community is a different way of thinking about who you're posting and looking for.
So you're talking about, in some cases, skills-based hiring and a more flexible approach to hiring. Like, don't just put up a job description that says, you know, we need an awesome coder with a degree in cybersecurity. I'm not even sure that exists. I don't even know if anybody's giving a degree in cybersecurity, but...
They are now. But it's, right. Again, it's emerging. It's recent. Yeah, don't put that up. Don't put up the 7 certifications. So it could be skills-based hiring. It may also be aptitude. Are we opening up the field for pools of candidates who could be very successful, who maybe just need some technical training? Because the difference between cybersecurity and where we tend to attach it is that it is much more a risk management role than a information technology or even former information assurance.
Well, then how significant do you think these changes are, and how much more time do we have to implement them?
I believe cybersecurity is fundamentally a talent issue. And I think we're in a position where we could potentially have a landscape we cannot manage within the next decade. We've been at this about a decade. That's about how long we've really seen cyber as its own standalone true profession. I think we have about one more decade left before it could be out of our hands.
I mean, are you saying this is a real national security threat over the next decade?
I do believe this is a real national security threat. One which, while the federal government's protection of its own is a piece of that puzzle, it also is very intertwined with the infrastructure of our nation.
Erin Weiss-Kaya is a strategist with Booz Allen Hamilton. Biden officials have said they realize they need to move quickly and expect cybersecurity bills from Congress as well. And now for some related links. We've got more reading on the workforce shortage in the federal government over at marketplacetech.org, including a piece Erin wrote for Next.gov. There's also a piece in the Washington Post about legislation introduced last week that would create a cybersecurity reserve program, like the National Guard or Army Reserves, to train up some, elite cybersecurity professionals by invitation only. They could be deployed by the Department of Homeland Security and the Defense Department. The idea is to have some surge capacity to respond to big incidents, and the whole goal is to address the talent shortage. NPR spoke with the Biden administration about its forthcoming executive order. The White House confirmed to us that it's working on the order, but didn't give a timeline other than soon. And there is growing pressure on the government to beef up resources, especially in the wake of the SolarWinds breach that was reported late last year. The White House has imposed sanctions on Russia, and the executive order would reportedly create a new agency similar to the National Transportation Safety Board. It would be able to investigate breaches and cyber attacks and centralize the government's response. A recent piece in Industry Week quoted a bunch of cybersecurity experts who said what we've been hearing for years now. It's time for the U.S. to get serious about cybersecurity, create that centralized point of contact, make more stringent requirements for companies that contract with the government and beef up regulations around disclosing when security breaches have occurred so we don't find out about them weeks and months later while companies try their best to cover their behinds. And all that's great. Okay, so we got 10 more years at the pace of government. Clock's ticking, folks. Just trying not to freak out here. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.